What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with Don in Arizona. And Don, just kind of pick up where you left off.
Well, that was a massive understatement when you said they haven't worked out all the details yet. In fact, who is in charge was what I would like to know. Is it Bill Gates? Is it Soros? You know, like this lady, you saw that, I don't know if you saw that video, this lady in Canada, she said, oh, I just read what they give me. Who gives it to them? Who gives them that stuff to read? Mm-hmm. Because they're all reading the same thing. They're saying, I beg you to wear a mask. Where's this? Who exactly is the boss? And, you know, you say some people made, I want to shift gears. Now, remember, Dustin used to say that all the time. I want to shift gears. And the great Dustin from New Jersey. And he said some people are making money off of masks. I always had the suspicion that was what Dustin did. He had probably had a mask factory because he was always pushing the mask on everybody. And like he was almost a salesman, he's a mask expert and all that. But I'd like to just leave then with one other, with some words of wisdom from the other great philosopher besides Dustin, the other great philosopher that lives in New Jersey, the great Yogi Berra, who said, and I quote, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. That's all I got, Mike. Thanks.
All right, we're back an awful lot, Don, and we're going to switch to Mo in Florida. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Just a couple things. I mean, every time I call, I missed your show yesterday, so if I'm redundant, then I apologize. But
you didn't miss anything.
First of all, I think this, the inventor of the Nobel Prize winner, Carrie Mullis, obviously everybody that has researched this at all knows that he said this PCR test is never to be used for any kind of testing for viruses. It doesn't do that.
Yes.
It just magnifies a few genetic codes. And that's not why he proposed it. He called Fauci basically a crook. Did you ever see that video, Mike, of him talking before he died?
Yeah, I did. I think we posted it to What Really Happened a few days ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, there's the inventor of the test saying Fauci's a crook and this is not to be applied. So, you know, and then you look at the masks. I mean, the viruses, or, you know, the mask can't block a virus. It's like one-fourth the size of the mask. It's like they say, trying to get a block mosquitoes with a cyclone fence. It's a joke. The whole thing's a joke. It's a hoax. It's pathetic. Now they're trying to come up with this. And I know, I'm not saying I'm clairvoyant, but I know you've said the same things. And you get back to Aaron Russo when, you know, remember Fascism for Freedom, his movie?
Yes.
Yeah, he said, you know, Rockefeller said the end result is to get everybody chipped. Well, you know, they already got this thing going on where you got your, you know, your credit and your medical history. And, you know, I've been on the Michael Rivero show. You know, it's all in a chip, and that's what they want to get it doing. I think that's exactly where it's going. But, you know, the real reason why I called in, did you hear about, do you know who this Byrne is, the ex-CEO of Overstock.com?
Oh, yes, we've been hearing a lot from him.
Yeah, did you see that that interview he had with Dave Janda, the doctor that has a YouTube channel?
Yes, I did.
Well, that was. I mean, I'm not saying it's true. I don't have any reason not to believe it, but there they are in the Oval Office almost coming to fisticuffs. And the very attorney that Laura Ingraham recommended to Trump, I forget his name, starts with a C, he's in there all telling Trump to concede. I don't even like what Trump's doing with his vaccine stuff. I mean, I don't think I trust him anymore. I'd rather have him than Biden, just like you. But, I mean, they're putting a lot of pressure on this guy to resign from a landslide. Now, my question to you is this, Mike. Let's say he does leave and Biden goes in. Nobody's going to vote again when it's been very obvious to not only the United States but the world that the election was a total fraud. So I think what they really want, Mike, is a civil war. And that's the problem, the reaction is martial law, the solution is vaccine, whatever.
Okay, I don't think they want one, but I think they're on their way to getting one. And, you know, the Trump probably will not concede, but he will be escorted from the White House. And it's just, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. But, you know, it feels to me like the United States, as we have known it, is in its death throes right now.
Well, I know you always compare it with the Soviet Union collapsing, and I think that's probably fairly close. But I don't see Sidney Powell and Flynn. I know Flynn's a Zionist, but I don't see them backing down. I don't see them just saying, "Go ahead, we're going to leave." I think Flynn. I mean, the guy, man's a general, all right. He's got a lot of connections with the military. I see a situation where who's going to advance on the White House if Trump doesn't leave and he's got half the military on his side? Who's going to advance and remove him? And under what circumstances? You know, we have an insurrection. Why don't he go ahead and use the Insurrection Act? I don't get that part, but I'll let you talk.
I think he should. I really think he should. You know, and you're right. There could be a violent confrontation on the grounds of the White House. To go back to what you were saying earlier, nobody's going to want to vote again because we know the elections are rigged. So what they're going to do is they're going to make voting mandatory, which is something that you see in countries where the elections are just put on for show to legitimize whoever grabbed power. And that will be coming. You know, in fact, I'll wager a whole nickel that this next year somebody will stand up in Congress and say that voting is now mandatory.
Well, that's it. I guess the whole thing is the Chinese model. But, you know, I just think that I think if you go by the rallies and, you know, the Trump rallies, and you go by who Biden, you know, who he had at his rallies, you know, that you... Trump could support and drum a lot more supporters. I mean, 200-1. I don't know. I mean, if he said, you know, patriots who are with me, what do you think would happen?
It's hard to say. I don't know if, you know, how much of the military would support him. I don't know that the American people are really ready to universally take up arms. But again, I look back at what happened in Romania, where 2 weeks before it all fell apart, anybody visiting that country would have looked around and said, everything's fine. People are happy, you know. And then all of a sudden, a sporting event turned into a spontaneous political rally. And 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national TV. It could happen that fast here.
Yeah, that's true, Mike. The only difference is the internet and the alternative media and sites like yours. They didn't have it then back in Ceausescu's time. We went to the mainstream media, right?
Yes.
I think that's the big game changer. So, I don't know. This is bizarre. I can't imagine just like coming to fisticuffs. This is like right back to the American Revolution. I don't know. I'm for Trump just because he legally did win. That's all. You have a legal election or you're not. Now, you're a Zionist, okay, well, that's our only two choices. One Zionist and another Zionist. Well, I'll take the Zionist is not going to take my guns, right?
You know, I agree with you on that thing, but again, it all comes down to, do we, the people, actually exert control over our federal government? Because if they get away with this stolen election, then from now on, politicians are going to say, I don't need to worry about what the voters think of me as long as I've got the vote riggers on my side. I'm sure the politicians are already dancing in the streets of Washington, D.C., saying, free at last, free at last. Thank God I'm free at last.
Yeah, well, remember the French Revolution. That's what I got to say to them. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike, a lot of things on my mind, but, you know, what this last caller was talking about, I think what you might see is the, not just the red states, states that did it all right, did it correctly with votes and all that, you might see some kind of a, maybe not a secession, but let's say a taxpayer revolt. Like this decrepit old fool, this imposter to be. I still don't think he's going to get into the White House, but if he does, if he wants to raise
taxes, I hope
taxes,
you're right.
On the middle class.
Yeah, they announced that this morning. It was on Fox News. I mean, it's going to be major tax increases, you know, because they don't have to worry about the reaction anymore.
What should, well, of course, if he doesn't have the Republican Party, I mean, if he doesn't have the Senate, he wouldn't be able to do it anyway. But, of course, they may kowtow anyway. But the thing is that what a lot of these states should do, and Texas, of course, would probably be the leader in that, is say a taxpayer revolt. Say, okay, we're not going to pay our federal taxes. Because, you know, they're going to try to use pressure in the states by saying they'll withhold federal funds so the states can just, you know, hit back and say, okay, we won't pay federal taxes, period. We're going to break you. Because this country does not deserve to survive as one country anymore if this step is allowed to go through. Because this isn't the United States of America anymore. And maybe it is time to have states, you know, that we split in half. We even split into more than half, okay? Because this is just gotten out of control. Again, I'm no fan of Trump. You know, I said it again. I know I'm pissing people off. He has big problems, but he was elected fairly by the American people twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And he's certainly many times better than this decrepit old ghoul that he ran against, and his female partner. Okay, he's many times better than that, and this stuff just can't go through. It just can't go through. I've been listening to.
No, it cannot be allowed to stand. It cannot be allowed to stand.
Absolutely. I've been listening to Mike Adams. I get him a bit shoot. I get him a bit shoot in his own Patreon, and he's giving updates every day. And he thinks Trump's got, you know, the ammunition that he's going to unload at Biden kind of the last minute. You know, all the corruption and all all the stuff that they were trying to hide. But he should do it right now. He shouldn't wait.
Yes.
And also,
he's running out of time. If he's got something to do, he should have done it before Christmas.
And also, if that doesn't work, Mike Adams thinks that, you know, you're going to have so many people come into Washington. And they're going to make it clear that to these electors, you better not do it because you could have a revolt right there. There's probably going to be millions of people in Washington on the 6th because Trump actually asked people to come. Now,
yes.
I don't know if the cold weather might stop some or, there's just probably not enough hotel spaces or anything else. But people will probably sleep in their cars and all. I would go, too, but I don't have anybody to take care of my dogs, you know?
Okay.
Thanks to this COVID mess, everybody's afraid to go to each other's houses and stuff. So I have nobody to take care of them, and it wouldn't be a wise thing to take them along with me, you know?
No, it wouldn't.
So they're not with these crowds and all that, you know? So, they're country dogs. They're not used to being around a lot of people. So, but I'm telling you, this is going to be – this could very well be big. I feel revolution in the air. These lockdowns, people are getting sick, more and more sick and tired of these lockdowns. But I don't understand why people just don't say to these little Napoleons and Hitlers there, these governors, no, we're not going to do it, period. We're going to keep our businesses open, and the police better not interfere, unless you want to be the enemy of the people, unless you want to be treated like an occupying army. And a lot of county sheriffs aren't going to go along with this anyway, because a lot of county sheriffs are elected directly, they're all elected directly by the people. And
yes. In
middle America, most of them, people do not want these county sheriffs to enforce these disgusting laws. So, I mean, you know, these aren't laws anyway, these are edicts. I really think there's enough anger out there that, you know, this could happen. Now, I just want to answer one more thing to, you know, what my friend there from Florida said yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if people want to wear masks, it's here. But yeah, I agree. You want to put a potato sack over your head? That's your business. I don't care. But you don't tell me what I should wear. Okay? You don't got a right to tell me I got to wear a stupid mask, and you don't have a right to tell me
I should take one of your poison vaccines, which, by the way, I really believe that vaccine should be taken off the market because, look, I have no intention to take it. And, you know, but I talk to a lot of people who have no intention to take it. But this is going to hurt people, okay? People
it's dumb already enough to hurting take this people.
Thing. It is. It certainly is. You see the nurse, you see the thing about that
over
nurse?
In Israel, there was over in Israel, there was a guy who got the vaccine, and 2 hours later, he died of a heart attack.
Well, I'm not surprised. Look at that nurse who got Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
She's did you see the video of her? I passed it around.
Oh, yeah, we posted that.
This is the most important issue going. Tom, this is way more important than who comes across the border right now, okay? This is our freedom. This is how maybe our very lives and keeping the human race, not some kind of, hybrid, genetically modified version of the human being, okay? This is 1,000 times more important than who comes across the border, okay? This is it. This is our country going to survive or not? There's nothing going on right now that's more important than this, Mike. Nothing. This is an assault on the American people. It's an assault on the people of the world, really. There is no COVID-19. I'm getting the feeling that it's just a hoax, probably some kind of series of cold viruses that they say to people, they're making it up.
Yeah.
Okay? Might have been could have been a biological weapon, but I have my doubts about that even. I think this is basically something they just made up, and now they're just trying to scare. And now they're coming up with this mutated nonsense. It's all BS. People, you got all these cows. Every time they get the sniffles, they run to the stupid, to these medical centers and get tested. And God knows that they're putting up their nose on top of it. Stop being tested, folks. Stop with the mask. And don't take the vaccine. Don't you people understand? Look who's behind this. Bill Gates, a mass murderer. He's a serial killer. He's got the mind of a serial killer because that's exactly what he is. And Fauci is one of his stooges. Gates is Hitler. Fauci is Dr. Mengele. All right? Don't you people understand that? Stop testing. Stop masking. For God's sake, please don't take the vaccine. And don't give it to your kids for crying out loud. Please. I'm begging you all. I don't like to sound like that. I know I sound a little crazy when I talk like this, but I'm not. I'm just very emotional about this, Mike. I see what's going on, and it bothers me. This is my country. I love this country. I don't care about I'm not a globalist. I want this country to survive, even if the rest of the world is stupid enough to do some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to see any destroying themselves.
There's another aspect to all of this. The courts have consistently ruled that DNA that is found in nature cannot be patented. But if this vaccine alters our DNA, then we're looking at a possibility of, pharmaceutical companies starting to patent segments of our DNA or the whole thing. Demand royalty payments or something. I mean, a little out there, but I mean, that could be part of the ramifications.
Sure. And what gets me is the way that the mainstream media is trying to cover all this up. You have to find this stuff out online. Now, it's coming out anyway, like the nurse that fell out, the other nurse that got the Bell's palsy, and some of the other stuff that's coming out about the allergies and all that. It is coming out. It is. They can't keep it down anymore. Okay?
No, they can't.
So hopefully people are going to get smart. And if this imposter Biden gets in, okay, just resist him. Treat him like the bad joke that he is. And if necessary,
Mark, I gotta let you go.
I
gotta let you go. I'm sorry. We're gonna take a commercial break. We got other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Oh, yeah. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. OFF.com. And hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man.
Back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here to Sebastian in Sweden. Hello, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Sebastian, yeah, are you there? There you are.
Hello, do you hear me? Yeah. Oh,
I hear
yeah,
you.
I was just
trying to mention.
Okay, thank you. The day before Christmas Eve, Google closed down one of the best alternative media channels on YouTube in Sweden. And, you know, even to defy, Sweden has a Freedom of Expression Act here, believe it or not, utan det frihet. But, it, you know, but I mean, it's in even the, it's not like a constitution, they call it the basic law, grundlag.
Yes.
You know, I can't translate. But anyway, the government first got with Google in before the 2018 election. And the minister, the Justice Minister Morgan Johansson, Social Democrat, of course, he called on Google and Facebook to conduct voluntary censorship on the internet on behalf of the state. That's
okay.
Just like, you know, like in the old USSR or, you know, Stasi. But anyway, that's one thing. That's the latest news here in Sweden. And another thing, I agree with that previous call. I think he said something like that. And I know there's going to be a march on Washington, because I think this election in America means is so important, not only for Americans, but for all people all over the world that, you know, to look at America as a freedom, the home of the brave, the land of the free. You know, so I think it's important that I hope there's millions on the 6th of January, but I think there should be a protest on the 20th. If Biden becomes inaugurated on the 20th, just millions and millions and millions, truckers, bikers, tractors from farmers, just to block the Beltway, 495. No weapons, of course, but just to show your, just like BLM in the Democratic cities, you have to show your detest of this travesty of the election. It's horrible.
Yes, it is.
And then the last but not least, my good news, coming from Finland at least, the government of Finland has got every citizen, which is about 5.5 million people in Finland, population, of the COVID vaccine insured. If something happens to them, they have a right to get, compensation, lifetime compensation. If a guy can't go to work for the rest of his life, he gets compensation. And that's the first time I've ever heard a country going in, of doing that for this vaccine. I haven't heard any other country doing that.
Well, it's a good idea because, I mean, we're seeing thousands and thousands of people with adverse reactions severe enough where they can't go to work. They can't go through their daily routine. And in some cases, people are dying from it, apparently.
Yeah, I know, and I'm one of the ones on the allergy ones that's not going to get it myself.
Okay.
So, but anyway, you take care, and hope you have a happy new year, and same with Claire. Take care of yourself.
I certainly will. I certainly will. Thank you very much here. Okay, we're coming up on another commercial break, and before I get back to the phones here, share a little bit of good news. As I mentioned before, Claire and I got retested for COVID on Sunday, and the results just now this minute came on in. We both tested negative, so that's a breathing a sigh of relief, not just for Claire and I, but also for my doctor, who's dealing with a lot of issues with COVID herself, and the last thing she needs is to know that she gave some of her patients, in particular her uncle, that she gave him COVID. So that didn't happen here. And let's get a little news here before the commercial break here. Then we'll get back to the phones. Two earthquakes have been reported near the southern Oregon coast. No tsunami threat. The first was 5.7 magnitude and then a 3.2 magnitude. They were widely separated, so one is not an aftershock of the other. But it sort of indicates that Cascadia fault may be getting ready to let go. The big quake, though, was 6.4 in Croatia. And as of the last time I checked, five people were killed in that. There's been a lot of damage. They don't exactly have a quake building code over there. So they're still digging out from that. Okay. Now, interestingly enough, there's a story from Universe Today talking about how water could exist in the liquid state on the surface of Mars if it is briny enough. And again, this is going back to something that's already been known because photos from some of the rovers showed liquid water sitting on the surface of Mars years and years ago. They're just now sort of admitting that, as it were, here. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. The phone lines are just loaded up, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Angel in New York City. Angel, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Sure. This is in reference to the Resurrection Act. Due to the fact that Trump was elected and it's fraud, I don't think he should step down. And reference to the military, when I was in the service, the U.S. Air Force, the military is supposed to go against communism. I don't personally don't think they're going to back a communist president. And my vaccines go, I heard that a lot of cases was filed against the World Health Organization. There's a gentleman that wanted me, we probably heard of him, of course you heard of him, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He wanted me to be a delegate for New York City.
Absolutely.
When he's running for president. He has a website, I'm working on him now, and he has a website called, he's a law website called Madonna and Kennedy, and he has a telephone number there, so you may want to contact him. It's Kennedy and Madonna website, Kennedy Madonna Law Firm, and he's doing a lot of things in the vaccinations. Presently myself, I'm running for mayor in New York City. I'm working with the FDNY, that's the New York City Fire Department. A couple of months ago, you had the architect and engineers on.
Can you slow down just a little bit so it's easier to understand you?
A couple of months ago, you had architect and engineers. Their website, ae911truth.org.
Yep.
What happened is last year, four fire commissioners from New York City are working with them, so I jumped in and trying to help them. I'm working directly with the FDNY headquarters and them trying to get some exposure on the investigation. That's what's going on, you know.
Yes.
My name is, nickname is Angel, but my legal name is Fire Zone Australia, and I'm presently running for mayor of New York City, so everybody knows me worldwide, you know. But that's why I had to say, but I think he should stay in there. I don't think he should step down. He's not going to step down. And the military is not going to back the communist government, so I listen to you all the time. So, oh, by the way, at 12 o'clock last night, the show that came on, this guy talking about vaccines. I happen to hear it. He's very, very, very good. He had a lot of information. So I think you should check out the RBN tonight at 12 o'clock Eastern Time, New York City. Take care, people.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. Good luck with your mayoral campaign. And we're going to switch to Al in Canada. Al, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Mark, you don't sound like a lunatic. You sound like someone that's had enough of this crap. I sent you an email, Mike, even up here in Canada.
Yes,
there's some politicians that aren't crooked. So this one fella, he's a counselor in the municipality of York, which is in Toronto. And it's two-part, two-minute videos, right? There's 4 minutes altogether. Basically what he says is, and this is on December 17th, just before they locked us down.
Yes.
And we're in a lockdown right now. There are 140 people on ventilators in Ontario, and they have the capacity for 2,811 people to be on ventilators in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
They have 20,354 acute beds in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And less than 5% of hospital capacity is being used as of December 17th, just before they locked us down. The second part, and this is the part I love, this guy says, democracy is like a wolf and a sheep deciding what to eat, and justice is a well-armed sheep.
Yes, I've heard that saying before.
I love that. This guy
should
be the prime minister of this country because he understands what the hell's going on here. This is just bullshit. Oh, pardon me. This is bull crap.
Don't curse on this here radio.
I'm sorry, Mike. 50 lashes with a wet noodle.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's not just the United States that's having to deal with this crap. I mean, I don't understand. You know what, Mike? The back of my throat for the last couple of days has been tingling. You know, like that. You know that feeling you get when you get the cold?
Yes.
You get the phlegm build up in the back of the throat, and I got the sneezes.
Yes.
Right, and I've had this for a couple of days now. It hasn't gotten worse. But I'm not working right now. So, Do I have COVID? No, I got a cold.
Yeah.
I've got a cold, and that's what it is. It's a cold. And I'm you know, well into my 50s here.
Yes.
So,
you spring chicken,
you know,
there.
This is just, I don't understand it. I mean, I understand it. I just don't understand why people put up with this stuff. I can't understand why they do this. They've been so... What's that word you've used before? Condescised or something? What did you call that?
Conditized. Conditized.
Conditized.
Conditized after Gary Condit.
Oh, conditized. Okay. So we're supposed to believe, you know, this official narrative, which is actually crapola. They just keep making this stuff up as they go along. And this is
a
fact.
Yes, they do.
It's been over 10, 11 months now since this crapola started up here in Canada, and nothing's changed. We've had over 15,000 deaths. 15,000 people were going to die up here in Canada anyway.
Yes.
It was going to happen no matter what. Same as in the United States. I you know, Mike, I just don't get it. I really don't. Guys like Mark, you got to stand up. Up here, you know, we can't, Mike. We're a bunch of sheep. I mean, they've been paying us like $1,000, not me, because I'm still working, $1,000 every 2 weeks to sit on their butts and do nothing and take mm-hmm. this. The debt in this country has skyrocketed. It's we're going to go bankrupt, and then you know what's going to happen? The IMF's going to swoop in, right? And they're going to save
yep.
us, and we're going to be part of this UN global government crap. And that's what they're looking
yep.
for.
Yep.
Yeah, right? Exactly what
yeah,
you've been
absolutely.
Talking about for years. You know, if they can't if they can't take us over from outside the country, they do it from within. And Trudeau, he's lucky
mm-hmm.
he's not in this room, because only one of us would be standing and it wouldn't be him. That's all I got, Mike. I appreciate
okay.
your time. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's switch to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Laura, are you there? Hello, Laura. Okay, we lost Laura, so let's go to James in Tokyo.
Laura,
Ohio gozaimasu, ogenki desu ka? What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I want to talk about my forecast about what is going to happen on January 6th, but first I wanted
okay.
to make a couple comments. First of all, I wish you and the lovely harp-playing angel a happy holidays.
Point Thank you very
one.
Much.
You're welcome. Point number two, I'm very upset with that caller who said that Dustin from New Jersey maybe might be running a mask factory and promoting masks. And I say that because I have absolutely nothing against entrepreneurship. Number three, about the COVID, I'm happy you and Claire don't have COVID. I actually,
yes.
I became, I also used to believe, like your last caller, that it was like, just a cold. But last March, maybe, after I worked out, I felt like really I always feel very energetic, and I felt very sleepy. Like I just had to lie down and go right away and just to sleep. And I just lied down and went right to sleep. That happened for 2 days. And for 2 days, I felt really sick. And then I've never felt like that kind of sick before. And then about a month after that, I had this terrible pain in my arm and my shoulder. So I think I could have had it. I don't know. I've never been tested for it, but just something that happened to me. And anyway,
well, let me explain something. If you do get a test and you test positive, then you've got an excuse not to get the vaccine because you've already got the antibodies.
Well, they can force the vaccine here in Japan, fortunately. And I also mentioned to my
okay.
son, well, both of them not to get the vaccines. One of my son actually, the action star one, he has an allergy to peanuts. The peanut would kill him, and I believe
mm-hmm.
that was due to a vaccine.
Probably from a prior vaccination.
He agreed. Yeah, he agreed that he's not going to get any type of vaccination because they test him every time for a movie and. Every time he's doing a TV show or a movie, they've got to get tested here. But, yeah,
okay.
So I feel, he's listening to me, so I feel a lot, I feel very relieved about that. But I just wanted to give my forecast for what's going to happen on January 6th. And as I respect your opinion so much, I just wanted to hear what you had to say, what you have to say about my premonition for what's going to happen. What I believe.
Okay.
Well, first of all, Trump, he's calling everybody to go to Washington, D.C. for their protest on January 6th. Now, with so many people out of work and having such financial hardship, I don't feel that he's going to ask everybody to come to Washington, D.C., just to take a trip and do a protest to massage his ego and waste everybody's time. I feel there's going to be something more happening. I figure that he's asking the people because if you've got, let's say, a couple hundred thousand to a million people around the White House, first of all, what it's going to do is going to prevent people like Antifa or other people from going at the White House because it's such a large crowd. So I believe that Mike Pence is going to go, is going to watch Trump's back. He is not going to accept any votes from the seven contested states. And it will go to a state vote where each state has one vote, and Trump will win re-election. That's my forecast.
Could very well happen.
And that's all I wanted to say.
All right, well, James...
The whole thing with asking people, I don't think he would ask people if it's not going... If it's, he would ask people for no reason to come down. The basic reason why. And that's all, and I wish you happy holidays, and...
Thank you. Same to you.
Take care, Mike.
Tomo arigato for the phone call here. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Michael. And Happy New Year to Sebastian and all your callers. Happy New Year to Sebastian for sure. Yeah, Mike. Well, remember, Mike, this saying, we won, Joe. We won. We won, Joe. We won. You remember that, Mike? You remember that nonsense with Kamala Harris? Now, listen, Mike. Mm-hmm. You remember when Biden first started out his tour bus, he was called the Malarkey Tour? No Malarkey?
Yes.
Remember that? It was called the No Malarkey Tour? You talk about it, and bumbling Biden was talking about kids touching his blonde hair, his hairy blonde hair on his legs. And this guy now is the commander-in-chief of our military, if he gets in, which I hope he doesn't. But this imbecile with his son Hunter and his corrupt whole family and Jill, the wife, who was actually committing adultery against her husband, it looks like. But, you know, Mike, the reason I'm bringing this up is, you have the Stacey Abrams today. Did you hear the Stacey Abrams on the news?
Yeah, I heard Stacey Abrams,
And it's utterly disgusting because she's basically saying, you know what, we're going to take all the illegals we can get into Georgia State. We're going to make this state blue permanently. We're going to get all these illegals we can, Mexican, Chinese, whoever they are, bring them here into Georgia, and we love it because we're going to turn the state blue, and shame on white man. White man, bad. White man's bad. That's what I'm hearing out of this filthy split-tooth mouth of hers, her split mouth tooth, whatever she is, the bubbling freak. And here she's another dirty demon rat like that dirty Irish Joe. He's dirty. He's dirty Irish, okay? He's not a good Christian man who believes he's phony as all get out. But, you know, Mike, you know, and another thing is, and before I go back to Biden, you know, this bombing that happened in Nashville, what would have happened if, and this guy saying he's not, or saying this guy was anti-cop and all that. Could you imagine if that guy would have detonated that van, that Winnebago, like in, say, Portland or Seattle when all that stuff was going down? Can you imagine what would have happened then with the media if he would have detonated right in front of, like, 5,000 Antifa or BLM people? And this guy's like, he hated cops. And so he sounds like a Democrat to me, this guy in Nashville, this weirdo. He was I think he worked, I forgot where he worked, electronical, or I forgot what his job title was. But, you know.
But he was an electronic expert.
Yeah. Look at the timeline of all this nonsense. You have bumbling by with the Malarkey Tour. His son pulls all kinds of malarkey in the military, gets booted out dishonorably, okay? Dishonorable discharge for smoking crack and cocaine possession. And this guy is going to be the first son of the United States. It's unbelievable.
Yep,
it's mind-blowing. The wife, Jill, they call her, she ain't no doctor. All she was an adulteress. Just like Kamala Harris, they act like she didn't get 1% of the Democratic vote, Mike, when she was running for office.
Yeah, I know.
Now she's a vice president. It's totally
She's poised
insane.
To be the president.
And the first thing that came out of her, we won, Joe. I mean, that made me sick, Mike. It was so set up. This thing is all set up. And you got split tooth. In Georgia, basically telling the white people in Georgia, we're going to take your state over whether you like it or not. We're going to take that state whether you like it or not, kiss it, because we're going to bring every illegal we can bring into the state, Chinese, Mexican, Central American, whoever it is. We're going to flood this. And you don't, David Perdue and Loeffler don't see that as senators, United States senators. They didn't try to stop this nonsense with the illegal aliens flooding into that state, taking over jobs away from white Americans and black Americans. that are Americans. They're taking your. I don't want to hear this crap about, oh, well, they do jobs white people don't do. That's crap. Who was doing the lawn business for in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s? That one caller, you know who it is, saying, well, they do. That's bull crap. If you paid them a halfway decent wage, they'd do it anyway. And let me tell you, those guys make good money cutting grass, these lawn services. And, Mike, the main thing nobody's ever talking
yes,
about that calls your show is all these illegals are getting 1% business loans. So if you got a 1% business loan and you took out $200,000, would you love to have that loan, Mike?
Yeah, I'd go for a loan like that. I'd restart my animation business. Anyway, Tom, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a commercial break, and we got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show. Final segment of the program today here on this Tuesday. And we're going to go to the phones to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think that Giuliani or somebody that's a real civil guy should go and try to break one of these foundations of these trusts. Because somebody like Bill Gates, isn't he suborning, using the foundation of the trust money to suborn treason?
The same thing could be said of George Soros.
Well, I think if he did it to one of them... Well, it depends on how high profile you are. I mean, he doesn't really need to make... what is he, 76? You know, he could do some swan song and make himself look really good by taking one of these down. And he can make a lot of money at it, too.
Well, it's an interesting idea. I mean, we know that foundations have been used for ill purposes. A good example of that, of course, is the Clinton Foundation, which has managed to hang on to its tax-exempt status, even though it does not fulfill the most basic requirement of a 501c3, which is that 51% of its revenues go for charitable purposes.
Well, their idea of a charitable purpose is bribing everybody.
Well, I'm sure those people being bribed appreciate the charity.
I got one last thing. You're talking sure. about water on Mars. Do you remember Robinson Crusoe on Mars?
I remember
movie?
The movie, yeah. Yes, it was.
I tell you, in those days, the kind of special effects they used, they seemed to do a better job compositing the old way than with computers today.
I would have to disagree with that. I remember, you know, Robinson Crusoe on Mars. Some of it was pretty chintzy. I noticed they recycled the spaceships from the War of the World that came out about the same time.
Oh, it was a low-budget flick. I still thought it was
a good
movie. Yeah,
it was. It showed it, too, but it was an interesting story anyway.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks an awful lot. Have a happy new year. Okay, let's see. A little more science news, speaking of being in outer space here. Apparently, Voyager 2 is basically revealing new details about the planet Uranus. And they've just gotten done analyzing the data. And apparently, they discovered the spacecraft flew through a phenomenon known as a plasmoid, which is a giant structure of a planet's magnetic field, one which can actually strip off the atmosphere of a planet. And then finally, interesting little article. This is from sci-fi.com. Why is Earth still habitable after billions of years? In part, we're just lucky. I disagree, because life evolved to deal with the changing conditions on Earth. That's what happened. Okay, there's the music. Time to bring the show to an end here. Stay tuned for the John Stadmiller Show. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone tonight, and I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. Republic really does need your help right now. We'll be back tomorrow with the lovely Lady Claire. Aloha, America.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.